This is Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD. This is Healthline Live. Let's go to Tom from Florida, and he's got a question about toxins and the Dragon Cleanse LX. All right. Are you there, Tom?
Yes, sir, Dr. Marshall. Good to talk to you. I got to say, I've been using the Dragon Cleanse for some time. I really haven't felt or noticed any effect yet, but I have to say that after all the things you've been talking about it for all these many months since you introduced it, I am just excited about where my future is going to go. And so thank you.
Well, let me tell you this much, Tom. It should be, if you're blessed, it should be a slow change. So, you know, you don't move too fast and get yourself ill and over detoxify. Using a couple.
That can happen, though.
Oh, yes. You can move too quickly. Yes. So I like one or two capsules at a meal. Start out after a month or two, especially if you've had a lot of silver fillings in your mouth. Because it'll scavenge the whole body, even though it never leaves the intestine. So it's really the antidote to America's current food, where you sit down to the table and you don't even know if the food was genetically modified or not. You don't know if it contains glyphosate. Well, if you sit down to that table and you've got the Dragon Cleanse LX, and you mix one or two capsules in 6-8 ounces of water and drink it while you eat, the clay transits the intestine with your food.
Uh-huh.
And as these compounds, these toxins are liberated, it traps them, up to 98% of them, and it traps dicarbonyl groups, of which glyphosate is one. So it's quite the wonderful antidote to the ever-escalating persistent organic pollutants, POPs, that are found in our food today. So hopefully it's going to be a real blessing for you, your family, and a real rescue from all the junk that's going on right now.
Well, I have been excited about that half of the picture, but I thought the other half of the picture, the first half being pulling it out of the food that I eat,
yep.
I thought that if I took it between meals, I could pull even more out of my tissues over
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you can. And it'll actually slowly also, even taken with the meal, it'll slowly scavenge first from the gut and then from the surrounding organs and then further and further away. But, yes, it will do that. And it's slow. You might have to take it a couple of years to get really significant benefit in terms of detoxifying the tissues of the body because it's a slow go, but it's a very
right.
safe go because it's slow.
Right.
Okay.
But if I do it between meals, it will go faster than if I don't do it between meals.
It sure will.
Yeah. Well, my question is, you said that it pulls out up to 98% of the toxins. Is that 98% of the toxins by volume or 98% of the number of different kinds of toxins?
It's the number of different kinds of toxins. Its ability to remove the volume is very dose-dependent. In other words, usually the amount of POPs that would be in a food, 500 milligrams, 600 milligrams or two capsules, would be way more than enough to nail the POPs in a typical meal.
So the excess will then work on the tissue, right?
That's right. Yes, exactly
uh-huh.
right.
Is there some place we can find out this long list of known POPs that you say 90% are pulled
out? Oh, that's very
out?
Easy. You can go to the Environmental Protection Agency. And they'll give you the entire laundry list. It's very scary, but you can go there and look at that. And also, you can see the research done on the clay by going to look up Dr. Tim Phillips at PubMed.org. And I think there's a web out there called YourClay.com, but I'm not sure about that one. Okay.
Do you have a quick run off the list of some of the 2% that it doesn't? You think of any?
Yes, of course. Dioxin is probably the major one that doesn't, and all its relatives. Okay?
Okay, so we have to have something else for that.
Yes, exactly right. Okay?
Okay. Thanks so much, sir.
You're welcome. Bye now.